This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Roque Moore, R-O-Q-U-E-M-O-R-E, first name Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, date of birth October 24, 1935, date of evaluation April 29, 2022, the chief complaint, routine follow-up, the HBI, the patient is an 86-year-old female who first presented for evaluation on March 10, 2022, period. At that time, she complained of having a, in quote, bad heart, period. The patient noted that she felt tired all the time, period. She noted that brushing her teeth is a job. She was able to walk less than 10 to 15 feet before getting fatigue and shortness of breath, period. Her left ventricular ejection fraction reportedly was less than 40%, period. She had previously seen Dr. Terrence Wong at Kaiser, period. The patient is no longer in the Kaiser system and had presented for evaluation. Her past medical history, one congestive heart failure, next number hypertension, next number diabetes, next number rheumatoid arthritis, next number hypothyroidism. Past surgical history, back surgery times 3, right ankle surgery, next number left knee surgery, next number left arm surgery, next number hysterectomy. Medications, furosemide 10 milligram half tablet daily, folic acid 1 milligram 2 tabs daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams 1 daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, levothyroxine 25 milligrams 1 daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, Enbrel, one shot Q weekly, methotrexate, one shot Q weekly, metformin, 500 milligrams BID, Entresto, 49/51, half tablet daily, fish oil, 1200 units daily, omega-3, 506 milligrams daily. The review of systems, constitutional. She has had mild weight gain. She further report night sweats, period. The skin, she reports itching involving her face, head. She has history of trauma dating to approximately 1 year earlier. Ears, she has tinnitus. Nose, she reports allergies. Oral cavities, she has dentures. Neck, she has stiffness, decreased motion and pain. Respiratory, she has shortness of breath. Cardiac, she reports palpitations and edema. Gastrointestinal, she has had diarrhea and bloating. Genitourinary, she has had frequency urgency. Neurologic, she has dizziness and incoordination. She further reports memory impairment. Psychiatric, she reports insomnia. Endocrine, she has abnormal glucose tests. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs reviewed, noted to be stable. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Cardiovascular reveals a soft systolic murmur at the left parastemporal border. There is no increased JVD, carotids, normal obstruction and volume, abdomen, mildly obese. There is mild right upper quadrant tenderness. Extremities, there is trace to 1 plus pitting edema. Remainder of the examination is essentially unremarkable. Data review. ECG dated March 22nd, 2022, demonstrates sinus rhythm with PVCs. There is non-specific intraventricular conduction delay, possibly old inferior wall myocardial infarction. Echocardiogram performed on March 29, 2022, demonstrated mild to moderate hypokinesis. Left ventricle ejection fraction is 47%. There is no aortic regurgitation. Mild mitral regurgitation is noted. There is mild tricuspid regurgitation. RV systolic pressure is normal at 30 millimeters of mercury. There is trace pulmonic regurgitation. Aortic root is noted to be normal. The impression, this is an 86-year-old female who is known to have a history of cardiomyopathy, chronic systolic heart failure, and diabetes. She presents with worsening fatigue and shortness of breath. On echocardiogram, she is noted to have wall motion abnormality, period. She requires a dobutamine echocardiogram, period. We'll schedule dobutamine versus nuclear stress test to further evaluate for ischemia. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you. Bye.